Of the New Rain by H. G. Wells, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. June 1911. The Bunting and the Crimson vanish from the streets. Already the vast army of improvised carpenters that the coronation has created set themselves to the work of demolition, and soon every road that converges upon central London will be choked again with great loads of timber, but this time going outward, as our capital emerges from this unprecedented inundation of loyalty. The most elaborately conceived, the most stately of all recorded British coronations is past. What new phase in the life of our nation and our empire does this tremendous ceremony inaugurate? The question is inevitable. There is nothing in all the social existence of men so full of challenge as the crowning of a king. It is the end of the overture, the curtain rises. This is a new beginning place for histories. To us, the great mass of common Englishmen, who have no place in the hierarchy of our land, who do not attend courts nor encounter uniforms, whose function is at most spectacular.